Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Tides of History ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Books, 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 books.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us today. Leah is in the booth with me. She was just regaling me with her rendition of my favorite things. You want to let our listeners hear a little sample of that, Leah?
You have to Venmo me money and subscribe to Tides on Wondery Plus. You have to buy a premium subscription to hear me sing my favorite things.
So, in case you were on the fence before, now you've got some inducement to do that.
Yeah, I feel like this really backfired on me.
It really did, yeah.
I was trying to make Patrick sing it because we're going to be talking about a few of his favorite things. Now I feel like I've made a horrible mistake.
Yeah, you have literally backed yourself into a corner here.
I did not, actually. This is you executing a perfectly planned revenge that I somehow didn't anticipate. That's all this is. You're trying to mind trick me into thinking that this is my fault when I know what you're doing, and also, I'm still the captain, and I'm not doing it.
All I can see is you're, like, gesturing at me like the Somali pirate from Captain Phillips. Like, I'm the captain now.
That's exactly what I had in mind. I'm the captain of the show.
You know how that ends for that dude, right?
I haven't seen the movie.
It's not great. It's not a great ending for him.
I mean, unfortunately, that's what happens when you're the prime minister and Patrick Wyman is the Queen of England head of state. Whatever she wants happens.
I'm really confused as to how we ended up here. I am enjoying the banter, but I think we should probably refocus.
Patrick, I'd like to report back to all of our listeners. I know you're at home really wondering. Yes, I am still very single, and I thought I would have a summer fling, but you know what? Life just doesn't work out that way. Right now, my sister is sleeping on my couch, which
really?
Is less exciting.
Yeah, that's going to put a little crimp in your plans there. I feel like you're having your summer fling with a surgeon.
Oh, my God, Patrick. I'm very nervous about it.
Surgeries are worth getting nervous about.
Well, it's happening tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Tomorrow.
Yeah,
huh?
That's why I'm nervous.
Yeah, no,
I'm
okay.
Very nervous. So, yes, I have a date with a surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I'm going to be spending a lot of what should be fun, outdoorsy, Instagrammable summer times sitting on my couch. And I think I'm going to run out of things to do. I'm kind of bored of my TV. I haven't seen any, you know, movies that are available on streaming services that I've enjoyed in a while. So what should I do instead?
You should read a book, Leah.
Oh, my God. Patrick, you know that I don't like books.
I know, but what if I could recommend some really good books for you and give you kind of a wide selection for you to check out?
Are you saying that I should spend my time this summer having a fling with knowledge?
I think you should have a fling with knowledge, Leah.
Okay, fine. If you can convince me that one of these books is an eligible date for me all summer, then I will read the book.
All right, let me see what I can do here. I'll give you a selection. We'll focus on a few different categories, a few different kinds of read, and maybe one of them will strike you.
Okay, great.
We got you covered here.
Great. I can't wait. And as per usual, your job today is to convince me to read one of these books. Can he do it, folks?
Maybe. I mean, like, so I figured I would go through a selection of a few different things that cover different times and places, of different lengths and styles, too. So,
this is great. It's like the dating game, but for books.
The dating. Well, I mean, you really are dating a book. You're kind of committing yourself to some time with it.
And yeah.
Like, anybody who's ever been on a bad date
knows how bad a bad book can be.
That's exactly true. It really goes both ways.
Yeah.
So I figured we would start with something shorter.
Okay,
kind
great.
Of a breezy read. So
love, fun, breezy. Sounds yeah. Summery already.
Yeah. I mean, I think to find something in that category, I would recommend Mike Duncan's The Storm Before the Storm.
Ooh, friend of the show, Mike Duncan.
Friend of the show, Mike Duncan, about the beginning of the end of the Roman Republic. So not kind of when everything is falling apart, the like Pompey and Caesar and all that, the actual period of civil wars, but what preceded that. So that was the period for the reforms of the Gracchi in the 130s and 120s BC, down through the wars between Marius and Sulla. And so kind of the first round of Republican civil wars. And then when those are over, everything seems to kind of go back to quote unquote normal for a little while before the next round of civil wars breaks out. And Mike's book covers the first of those periods, which don't get talked about all that much, but were really important if you're interested in things like the erosion of institutions and norms, how the ways in which political behavior had been constrained by sets of institutions and norms became unshackled from that, and the ways in which that finally played out with the last round of civil war. So you get to see Caesar doesn't show up in a vacuum, right? And most of the players in that second and far more famous round of civil wars had direct connections or had participated themselves in that first round. So I think it provides some important context. It's also just a really fun read. Mike's a great writer. Obviously, he's got a lot of experience in telling fun, breezy stories, and while still taking you from the narrative into some of the deeper structural stuff that's happening. But it's a quick read. You'll get through it fast, and it's exactly the kind of thing you'd want to read if you're sitting by the pool for 7, 8, 10 hours.
Oh my God, that's so long. I can't imagine. You'd be burnt to a crisp by then.
No, that's what, that's what sunscreen's for, dude.
You'd be like human toast.
Yeah, but like, I mean, who doesn't like a nicely toasted piece of bread?
Okay, question about the book.
Yes.
How much outside knowledge or context for that period do I need to have?
Practically none.
Great.
Practically none.
Okay.
Like if you took a high school history class and Rome very briefly came up in that, or like a college course, you've got more than enough background. Mike is very good at kind of introducing you to these people.
Amazing. Okay, great. That sounds really fun. Okay.
Yeah,
I'll
highly recommend it. It's a fun book. Mike's good at what he does. So, next selection. Let's go still fun, but maybe a little bit deeper.
Okay.
I'm going to recommend Dan Jones's book on the Wars of the Roses.
Okay. So this is like second, third date. We're getting a little deeper here.
We're getting a little deeper. It's a little longer.
Okay.
It's a little more involved, but still a really breathtakingly fun narrative, full of like fully developed, fully realized characters. A lot of convoluted politics, but well explained. Dan does a great job of setting the scene and pulling you in as the reader into this world that's been gone for 600 years. You know, he's telling you a story of political backstabbing and war, while at the same time giving you human perspectives on it and really making you feel like you understand the players in a way that is hard to do for the Wars of the Roses. I know because I did 2 episodes on the Wars of the Roses. It's not easy to tell that story in a coherent way. Dan does a great job of it. He's very, very, very good at what he does. It's one of my favorite history books in general. And I think it's kind of the blueprint for what a good narrative history should look like.
Is there a movie that you would recommend as a companion to get you in the mood?
Yeah. So the series The Hollow Crown, they're the adaptations of Shakespeare's plays, like lots of big name British actors in them, like Benedict Cumberbatch is in one of them.
Oh, fun.
But it's a series and they're all like a couple hours a piece. They're all on Amazon. You can buy or rent them. But yeah, if you're looking to get in the mood, try those ones.
Great. So it sounds like you have a couple plans.
Yeah, I've been going through those kind of one at a time. Also, I watched Outlaw King on Netflix about Robert the Bruce.
I haven't seen it, but I've seen it come up.
Yeah, that's a perfectly fun kind of history movie flick. So I guess we're not just doing reading, but also like watching. Like if you're at the beach and you're trying to find something to while away.
I just
an evening.
Wanted one companion. I also was thinking, is there a Philippa Gregory book that might also pair?
I can't
remember. This is like
the White Queen or the Red Queen.
Okay.
So she's got some fiction on the Wars of the Roses if you're looking for a more fictional take on that.
Wonderful.
They're fun reads. I think you'll probably enjoy them. Yeah, if you're looking for a fictional read, you might try one of Philippa Gregory's books. Different vein, different style for sure, but Hilary Mantel's Wolf Hall on Thomas Cromwell is one of my very favorite pieces of fiction that I've ever read.
Oh, wow.
Not just historical fiction. It's one of my favorite books. And also the follow-up is Bring Up the Bodies. I can't remember the title. I have read it, but I can't remember the title. Yeah, those I highly recommend. They like won a lot of prizes. Lots of people thought they were good as literary fiction. That's not just my take on them. Give them a shot. I think they're especially good on as audiobooks on Audible.
Great.
Yeah.
Love an audiobook.
Would love to have that sponsorship back.
Hey, Audible.
Just in case you're listening, Audible.
Come back.
We miss you. Yeah. But I do think those ones are especially good on Audible if you're
Great.
Looking for an audiobook selection.
Love that. Okay, wonderful.
Yeah. And then maybe talk about one more book. If you want to go real deep.
Okay, we're talking like steady dating.
Yeah, steady, deep, deep. I would recommend one of the Oxford Histories of the United States.
Okay, this already sounds boring, so convince me.
Well, if you listened to our interview with Richard White on The Republic for Which It Stands, that is the most recent one in that particular series. But I think they're pretty much all really good. So any period of American history that you're interested in, there's an Oxford History on it, and it would behoove you to go into that. If you want to understand American history, I think these are the best one-volume introductions to any given period. They're generally written by master scholars, kind of at the height of their powers. They're exceptionally well-written. They get a lot of time and effort put into making them. Like, they're highly polished and usually represent a nice marriage between scholarly consensus on a period, one scholar's kind of vision of that period, and usually pretty excellent style as well.
Okay.
So I think The Republic for Which It Stands is the best book I've read in the recent past. I think it belongs up there. But if you want to know about the period from 1815 to 1848, What Hath God Wrought is amazing. That won a whole bunch of prizes. The one on the Civil War, Battle Cry of Freedom, is absolutely outstanding. I think everybody who's into American history should understand the Civil War. The one on the Revolution is a little older. It's called The Glorious Cause. It still holds up. I think the one on the kind of the early Republic, Empire of Liberty by Gordon Wood, is maybe the weakest one, but it's still a worthwhile read if you really want to know about the period from the end of the Revolution up to 1815.
Okay.
But those are all much longer. They're much weightier tomes. So, but if that's what you're into and those are the periods that you want to check into, I don't think you can go wrong with one of those books. Like, even the ones that I enjoyed least, like, I think Empire of Liberty was probably my least favorite of them. I don't feel like I wasted my time reading it. You know what I mean?
Okay, so lots of good, relevant information, but a bigger commitment.
Yeah, that book helped me win a daily double on Jeopardy.
Well, if it's going to win awards and prizes and international fame, I guess it's worth reading.
Yeah. There is that. There is that aspect to it.
Okay.
Well, guys, thanks for sticking along with us here today as we talked about these books. If you are looking for a book on a particular time and place, maybe hit me up and I'll see if I can give you a good recommendation. Otherwise, enjoy one of these ones. Thanks so much for joining me today. Be sure and drop me a line if you'd like to chat about the fall of the Roman Empire or the rise of the modern world. You can find me on Twitter at @Patrick_Wyman or on Facebook at @PatrickWymanMMA. You can follow the show at Tides History. Tides of History is written and narrated by me, Patrick Wyman. The sound engineer is Sergio Enriquez. Tides of History is produced by Morgan Jaffe and Leah Sutherland. From Wondery, the executive producer is Hernan Lopez. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, from Wondery, this has been Tides of History.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.